Makita Oliver.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who lived in Northwest London. There was Keisha, there was Mutia, and there was Siobhan. They all dreamed of becoming singers, and their dream came true.
Drake comes, I don't know its destination.
Together, they became sugar babes.
It's a one-way ticket to a madland situation.
Sugar Babes notched up a highly acclaimed album, 4 top 10 singles, and a Brit nomination. But then Siobhan left. However, Sugar Babes found salvation in one-time Atomic Kitten, Heidi. And together, Keisha, Mutia, and Heidi stormed straight to the top of the charts with their first two singles. In Nepal in the early 1970s, Charles McDougall learned to tell tigers apart by their face marks and further by their pug marks or tracks, as tigers are not always willing to reveal their faces. Following these tracks and watching known tigers at kills, coupled with the ingenious use of camera traps rigged to automatically photograph tigers, McDougall has been able to document the lives of some individual tigers with more precision and for longer periods of time than anyone else has achieved. Once upon a time, there were four little boys who all dreamt of being famous. There was Anthony, who wanted to be an actor and actually appeared in Grange Hill and The Bill. There was Duncan, who also wanted to be an actor but became an all-singing, all-dancing star redcoat. There was Simon, who wanted to be a footballer but got injured and became a model. And there was little Lee, who was dyslexic but actually appeared on the stage in the West End. But together, their dreams of being famous came true when one day they decided to unite and form a band, and that band was Blue.